BBC WM.
Half an hour finding out exactly what he's got on his show from 9 o'clock. And also, we're almost a year on from the riots that swept across the nation. Birmingham, Wolverhampton, West Brom, of course, involved in that. This weekend, a youth charity is going to be taking over one part of Birmingham, and we'll be finding out what they'll be doing before 9 o'clock this morning.
BBC WM 95.6.
We're almost a year on from the riots that swept across the nation, including Birmingham, Wolverhampton, West Brom. And this weekend, one group are determined to prove that young people here can be a force for good. Youth charity Envision Birmingham is taking over the city in a good way. They're staging a festival to showcase young artists and create pledge cards to encourage others to get involved. 19-year-old Kashif Mahoob is a young advisor with the charity and is on the Cooperative Foundation Truth About You advisory panel. Cameron Nimmo is regional manager Envision Birmingham, and they join us here today. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Kashif, I'm going to come to you first. Why did you want to set this up? Where did this come from?
I think I feel I've been stereotyped in the past, you know, people crossing the road when you got a hood up and stuff like that at night. People when you're like putting in your bus fare, giving you a second glance, looking at how much you put in. And I think after the riots, I was more passionate about getting involved and trying to show that young people are and can be positive role models in their community.
So what, for you, needs to happen for you to say this has been a success?
For just members of the public to come up to us and have their perceptions changed. Like, if they were honest, like, oh yeah, we thought young people were criminals or lazy or disengaged, but after seeing your event, we were like, they are passionate, inspired young people that want to make a difference.
Okay. Tell us about the event then. If we came along, what could we expect? What's going to be going on?
So there's a lot going on. There's some free cupcakes, first of all, to make
that's
that.
Never a bad thing. I mean, that's it. You've sold it to me, Kashif. Thanks very much for coming in. Free cakes, everybody.
So we've got in Paradise Farm as well, we've got a large mural inviting people to express their opinions on what young people are. So it could be leaders, criminals, whatever they feel, they should pop down on this sheet in Paradise Farm. And then the rest of the event's happening at the Square Shopping Centre. And we're going to have, the cupcakes, a flash mob that turns into a silent march, that turns into a conga line, which should be fun. some Polaroid pictures, some ping pong tables, a mannequin where you can dress up this mannequin as what you think young people are like. So there'll be different piece of clothing and attire there, and then members of the public will be encouraged to like put the clothes on and then tweet it, hopefully.
Excellent stuff. Plenty going on, as you say. Cameron, the events like this, how important are they in helping to shape people's perceptions and change people's perceptions as well?
I think they're really important, and certainly for someone like Kashif, a young person himself, to actually lead on it. I think an organisation like ours can do all we want in the city, but I think it's much more powerful coming from an actual young person themselves. And what we do as an education charity is support young people to take positive social action in their communities, and we don't tell them what to do. It's really whatever they feel they're passionate about or what issues there are in the city. And since the riots last year, there's been a hell of a lot of young people across Birmingham and across the UK really that have felt really hard done by from what went on in the riots. And we've seen a lot more of the social action projects that they're taking up have been around the negative perceptions of young people.
I mean, we mentioned this morning, I just want to get your thoughts on this briefly. The survey that's out today reckons that many youngsters, 1 in 4, think that the riots could happen again.
I saw that actually, yeah. Really, really interesting. I think it's hard to say that there aren't any problems there. I still think some of the barriers and things that made the riots happen a year ago do still exist. But I would say I think we've come a long way since then. And one of the things that we're doing as an organisation, we've partnered with the Cooperative Foundation, and we're running a Truth About Youth programme, which is all about challenging and changing the negative stereotypes about young people. And we can certainly say that we've worked with, just this year alone, 600 young people across Birmingham. And they certainly feel that things are starting to change, but they're obviously out in their community doing positive things. And I think as long as they keep doing that and more of the general public witness the positive things they're doing, which hopefully they will do for Kashif's event on Saturday, then hopefully we can start to change that. And